Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody drop off, that you can call is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. That's the place for you to go to during the week when we're not around. A lot of answers for you there. The library is just one of the features on the website. Everything's in alphabetical order there, so you can just look things up right there. There's a good search there. You can do a search, or you can just go down into the index and find it there. The homepage of dirtdoctor.com does a couple of things. It tells you, got a bunch of buttons there, and takes you to the different places on the website. One of the most useful is the word guides. All those words there are buttons. The one that says guides takes you to where all my formulas that I recommend are, the basic program, the basic organic program, the basic rose program, the basic fruit and pecan tree program, and all that. So, and you can go from there. It's a pretty deep site. I think you'll enjoy it. And if you've got some questions or have anything you'd like for us to improve on or add, let us know, and we're constantly doing that. We're going to go right back to the phones. It's Kay's turn, calling from Arlen Park, Illinois. Is that right, Kay?
Yes, it is.
Listen on WCPT. What can I do for you?
Yes. Well, first of all, we wanted to thank you so much for everything you do. We really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Yes, it's a great gift. And our son rescued a cat and her kittens who showed up at work, mm-hmm. found good homes for all of them, and brought one of the kittens home about a year ago. And pretty soon after they got him home, they took him to a vet. He got all of his shots and everything, and he started scratching under his neck and until the skin got raw. And they took him to the vet again. He gave him cortisone and antibiotic shots and put him on a non-allergic diet, and they keep him inside. And since then, they've gotten a collar for him that they put on some of the time, and a shirt to cover up that area, and he's still scratching. And they don't know what to do. They're so sorry to see him in this difficulty, and they can't figure out how to help him.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of allergy, doesn't it?
It does, I guess, but we don't know to what. They have a non-allergenic food that they've gotten, and they don't, you know, they had flowers in the house early on. They don't have flowers in the house anymore.
Yeah, that shouldn't be it anyway.
No.
Did the vet that they're working with mention anything about fleas, maybe?
Well, he didn't. I'm sure he checked for fleas. They haven't seen any.
Hey, you may want to get them to check with another veterinarian. Some vets are more into these more organic type of approaches, you know, and some are very opposed to it. It's funny how they come out of vet school and they seem to be one way or the other. So you might just get them to check with somebody else. That's a little bit out of my league about what exactly the problem could be. But I would look at changing vets. I'd look at changing food again. There may be some food allergies. And there are some, you know, good supplements and things like that, especially that some of these alternative vets could recommend that might help with allergy problems. And the other thing is, if they're using any kind of pesticides inside the house for other things, roaches or, you know, regular household pests, they might want to look very strongly at stopping that. That could be a cause of some allergy issues.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're doing that. And how do you find an alternative vet? Actually, they've tried several vets, and they all talk about allergies and haven't been able to figure this out. And if the cat had fleas, wouldn't they see some evidence of that?
Yeah, they ought to be able to see the fleas. And if there are fleas, there are some pretty simple techniques that we use, beneficial nematodes outside, and then inside things like orange oil, cleaning the whole place, not putting the orange oil on the cats. That can cause some skin issues and other things. There's a show that is here in Texas that you may want them to check with. It's on a radio station in San Antonio, and if they'll do a search for Dr. Dan Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, Dan Kirby, and he also has a veterinary clinic in San Antonio. He doesn't mind. In fact, he encourages people to call and ask questions even during the week and when he has time. He's definitely an alternative guy, and he might be able to give them a lead, a tip on another way to go.
Okay, well, that sounds like a really good lead. And is there anything for fleas that they might put on the cat that might be beneficial?
Not really. Cats have pretty sensitive skin. About the only thing that is normally recommended there is just really, really mild soap and bathe them. And, of course, as you know, some cats you can't bathe. But if you can bathe the kitty, some kind of really mild soap that has some aloe vera and maybe some oatmeal, you know, real organic, soft kind of things might help a lot.
Okay. You know, and I thought maybe ear mites, because it's all around his neck he keeps scratching. I thought maybe something might be coming out of his ears, but they haven't seen anything there either.
Yeah. Well, it could be. One of the things that we've had great luck with dogs, and it would probably work with cats too, but you might want to ask the vet about this idea, is cornmeal juice. The cornmeal is really effective for mange and even some mite-related issues, too. Cornmeal can be a real help.
Well, what do you do with that?
You can mix it in water and use it as part of the bath. The cornmeal has actually helped a lot of animals with various kind of things. It's a natural disease control, so there may be some issues along those lines, and it's not going to hurt anything at all. But I'd ask a vet about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Try to give Dan a call and see if he's got some tips.
And where do you get cornmeal juice?
Just give it whole ground cornmeal. Just get, in this case, I'd get organic whole ground cornmeal from the grocery store.
Okay.
You know, from one of the Whole Foods, Central Market, Sprouts, Trader Joe's, one of those kind of grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Get an organic whole ground cornmeal. Put what we do when we're making a lot of it is we'll put like a cup in 5 gallons of water.
Okay.
And let it set for an hour or two, strain the solids out. Or in this case, you don't even need to strain the solids out. And sometimes it can help with some skin issues a lot. It'll cure toenail fungus. It'll kill athlete's foot. It'll kill rashes. People have used it for psoriasis and things like that on their skin. So there may be some kind of skin issue with the little kitty, and the cornmeal could help with that.
Oh, well, that sounds great. And you just put it on the cat, like pat it on the cat. And
right, or put it in the bath water and clean them off. But again, check with a vet, double check if it's going to be any issues, and see if that doesn't help.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to John Lakewood and talk to John. Hey, John.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, so the other day I called at the end of the show and got cut off. We were talking about that fill dirt. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was an interesting story. I listened to The Ticket during the week, and this guy Corby was talking about how they had this big, beautiful live oak tree over in their house in Lake Highlands, and they had done all these different things to try and keep the tree going. It covered their whole yard and the whole house, and part of the beauty of their house is this tree. And one day it got pretty windy, a storm came through, and his wife actually saw the tree almost kind of like buckle sideways. And so they had a reputable arborist come out and said that they needed to go ahead and take the tree down. So it took them like 2 days to take this big old tree down. But when they got to the bottom of the stump, they found cement in the base of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of shocked by it, but he said, the arborist told him that in the old days, they used to pour cement into the base of trees to kind of help stabilize trees that were having problems.
Well, they would do it in a cavity or something like that is where they actually used it. And then the tree just grew around that cavity. It's one of the reasons I don't recommend that. I think it can cause more problem than do good.
So it was like just if there had been a void, they would fill it up and then kind of just leave it there.
Yeah, and I don't recommend that. I recommend leaving cavities open. A lot of cavities are caused by incompetent tree care work. Cutting flush cuts will often cause cavities. But sometimes it's just a natural reason, and you just want to leave them open to the air is the way to handle a cavity.
Is there anything you can do once you have cement in your tree?
Yeah, take it out, and if you can do it without damaging any of the good living tissue. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. John, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we've got Garlic Mike to visit with next. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. What's up with you?
Heard on the news the other day about a program the Texas Department of Agriculture is starting called Farm Fresh Fridays.
Okay.
Direct from farm to table in our schools, community centers, senior centers. And I want to know if you've heard anything about it.
Farm Fresh Friday, I have not, but it sounds like it might be pretty good.
Well, the website is farmfreshfridays.org.
Okay.
Set up by the Texas Department of Agriculture. The article I read was posted September 25th. So this just recently happened.
Well, I hope it does better than the organic certification board that they had going for a while that doesn't even meet anymore. But that's great. I appreciate the tip, and I'll look into it and see what's going on.
All right, sir. Thank you much.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep,
see you, man.
Bye.
That's Garlic Mike, and it is time, one more time for you, a tip that it is time to plant your garlic. Get it planted, separate the cloves, leave the little sheets on the outside of the cloves, plant them pointy end up if you've got time. If not, throw them in sideways. That's what I usually do. And with the natural organic program, a little dry molasses, a little cornmeal, a little compost, rock minerals, especially lava sand mixed into the bed preparation, and you'll have some good garlic production from now on. If you plant several different varieties, that's a good idea. What Mike and I plant, in fact, I got my start from Mike, is primarily a leek or a cross. It's a great, big, huge garlic that has a big round flower, more like an onion, and so that's probably why it's a elephant garlic or giant leek or a cross, and it's great. But whatever you get going, try some different formula, different varieties, and see what do best in your location. And that garlic is great. One of the foods that we got at the fair yesterday, there's a Thai restaurant we go to a lot in East Dallas called Saku, and they have a booth at the fair in the food court, which is one of the main places we go and have some lunch and usually eat too much, you know. And they're selling these stuffed chicken wings, and if you go to the fair, you need to try that. It's just really, really good. But they had something else that I hadn't tried before till yesterday, and it's French fry, garlic French fries, and they are loaded with garlic. I mean strong, and they are really, really good. And it gave me a tip about something I'm going to try to cook myself at home. Let's go to Mansfield, Texas, and talk to Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Howard. Love your show. I've been listening to you, gosh, I'm going to say 17, 18 years.
Well, thank you, sir.
And my yard, I've followed your advice the whole time. My trees are beautiful. Grass is beautiful, everything. So,
great.
Wonderful advice. I'm sick to my stomach. My neighbor, I've got a big, beautiful, majestic red oak tree in my backyard. It was there before I moved to this house. It was a lot smaller, and it was there before my neighbor moved there. It's about about 4 feet from one side of the tree on her property. On my property, facing her property, it's about 4 feet from the base of the tree to the fence. And she had a tree guy come out and trim her trees, and he cut two trees down, and then he cut some limbs off of that tree, and I talked to them about it. And then I saw when I was cleaning up, because he took some major limbs off of it, so I had to kind of balance it on my side of the house, and I looked down there, and he got a stump grinder to a root coming out of my tree that I would say is about 6-7 inches in diameter. It's roughly about 4 feet. It's right on her side of the fence. And, you know, I've done everything I can to, you know, have a root flare. I take your advice to heart. I do everything you say. And I know those roots are important. So I'm just calling you. I'm going to get an arborist out here next week. But I wanted to talk to you and just get your advice on it.
Well, it's a tough. Somebody calls almost every week about some kind of similar deal, Terry. The law is that a neighbor can cut, parts of your tree that's growing over on their property, but it's already been in court where, if it's done so severely that it damages the tree and causes the tree to die, you've got a case. You'd still have to cost money to go through it all. So it's a shame you can't just work with the neighbor and get it worked out. When you damage the root system on one side of the tree and cut too much off of that side of the tree, you're going to damage, that half of the tree. You'll see damage in the tree directly related in the top where the roots, were damaged. So the only thing you can do is try to talk, and they doesn't sound like they're going to be interested in it, is do a version of the sick tree treatment, on that side as well as you do it on your side. If they won't work with you on that, you just do it on your side. That's all you can do. And the tree will probably be all right. Now, if they took so much of the root system off of that one side that it structurally makes it weak. I mean, wind could blow it over easier. That's about the worst thing that could happen.
Right.
But that's all I'd recommend that you do is sick tree treatment on your side of the fence.
Okay. Well, I will definitely do that. Thanks again. I appreciate your show.
All right. Good luck.
All righty.
Hope you can work it out.
Thank you.
All right. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back with you right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at Kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, let's go to Weatherford, home of the champion pecan tree of Texas, and maybe the United States, and talk to Candace. Hello, Candace.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. I had asked about an eggplant. I think I heard you earlier in the program mention eggplants, and then I had to go in. I had my radio outside where I love to listen. But anyway, a long time ago, my mom, they retired down on the Gulf Coast, and on her patio, she had a potted plant. She called it her eggplant, and it had the fruit on it. It was white and shaped like a really large egg, like maybe a goose egg. What is that? Was that an eggplant? I've never seen one since. I've looked at multiple nurseries, and I've never seen one.
Well, my note on the computer here says it was a vine. Was it a vining plant?
And that was my second question.
Oh, second plant. Well, yeah, eggplant does come white as well as purple. So, yeah, it could have been an eggplant, sure.
An actual plant.
Yeah.
Love to come across it. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, if you look in the seed catalogs, you can find eggplant that's different shades of purple. Some of them are white. There may even be some other colors, but for sure you can get a white eggplant.
Well, I have a seed store right next to me, so I'll ask them.
Check it out. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. And the other, I had sent you a picture on info at their doctor, but I don't know if you've had time to view it. My daughter in Grand Prairie, she didn't plant it, but it's this heart-shaped leaf, probably about the size of the top of a coffee cup, heart-shaped leaf vine growing all up her window from, the ground where her lilies are. And it's just covering, and it's beautiful. But did a little looking and saw an air potato, but I've never heard of that.
Is it in bloom? Is it in bloom
now?
It's not in bloom. Okay.
No.
The sweet potato will vine, and it comes in a kind of a chartreusey color. Some people like it. I'm not much of a fan. And it also comes in a kind of a deep purple color.
It's a green, deep green leaves, okay. And there's no blooms.
Well, the coral vine has that shaped leaf, and it's growing like crazy right now. But mine are in full bloom right now. So coral vine's probably not it. I did not see it on my email yet. If you sent me a photograph of it, I'll take a look at the photograph and try to identify it for you. But if it's not,
it was only
yesterday. I'm not sure what it would be.
Hmm. Okay, well, it's deep green. It's getting up to her roof and everything. I said, leave it alone. It's beautiful, you know. But
The only thing about vines, and I need to do this myself. I've let the coral vine grow all the way to the second story. And up on the gutter, and it's beautiful. But I know better to let it get that wild. And it's hanging off the edge of the house, and it's growing on the patio up there, and it's just beautiful. One of the things about coral vine, if anybody wants to plant plants that really are good at attracting the pollinators, honeybees, bumblebees, and various other beneficials, the coral vine is a great one to plant.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well, then maybe when you have the opportunity, and I know you're all over the world, have a look at it and maybe tell us what it is.
I'll check it out, and I'll let you know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Candace.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see what Joe's up to in Rockwall. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mr. Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, my son and I planted a Texas ash tree this past winter, and everything was going good until I guess sometime in the spring I noticed a bunch of ladybugs, it seemed like, were on it, and so I sprayed some Garrett juice on it, that kind of shooed them away, but the leaves were kind of crinkly a little bit, kind of crumpled.
Well, the ladybugs aren't doing any damage, but they may have been attacking the aphids that were doing damage. Is that a possibility?
That definitely is a possibility. And since the summer, the leaves, part of them are green with like dark little spots on them, and then the other half of the leaf is brown, almost like it's burnt.
Hmm. That doesn't sound exactly right for a Texas ash. It's a great tree. It's one of my favorite native trees. Are you sure it's a Texas ash?
I bought it at a local nursery here in Rockwall, and that's what they said. And it had a tag on it, but
how long have you had it?
I've had it. I guess it was about January, February of this year.
Okay, you bought it. So it hadn't gone through any fall color yet that you could identify.
No.
Send me a photograph of it as you can, just like we were just talking, and send it on the form, Ask Howard on DirtDoctor.com, or just send it to info@DirtDoctor.com, and I'll see what's going on. If you've got some insect issues on Texas ash, that means generally one of two things. One, it's too deep in the ground, and that could have started when you bought it. It could have been too deep in the container, and that 99.9% of the time, that's the case.
Right.
And the second thing is that the Texas ash is a pretty xeric tree. In other words, it's a tree that likes an arid kind of a condition. It's a real drought-tolerant tree. And so if you've got it in a place that's not draining very well or you're watering too much, that can cause stress on that tree.
Okay. That's a possibility. We got quite a bit of rain there that first spring.
Yeah, stuff. Let's check both of those things. The sick tree treatment is what's in order, and I mentioned it a minute ago, and I probably should have said in detail what it is for people who haven't heard it before. But basically it's getting the soil off of the flare, step one, and then and some aeration, either hydrogen peroxide or mechanical, physical aeration. And then all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and sugar.
Okay. Well, I'll try all those, and I will send a photo in, and I appreciate your time.
Let me know. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, Texas ash. I do not recommend Arizona ash. Green ash is a C minus to C plant. It's it's okay. It's just not great. But Texas ash is a really good one. The flowering ash is a good tree. It's a little small tree that has beautiful white flowers on it. It's pretty good too. So some ash trees are great, and some ash trees are not so terrific. David, next up, got a contest. We haven't had a bunch of people try the contest this morning. David, what do you think the photograph we've got on the website is?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say the Texas Buckeye or the White Buckeye.
Well, congratulations, David. You just won yourself a course.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the native Texas ash. I got that seed over in Fort Worth, but that's one that down in the Trinity River bottom down south of town, there's some groves down there that'll just knock your eyes out. Plus the fact when you go down there in the spring and they're in bloom, the fragrance is just terrific. But you could tell by the seed pod on there and the compound leaf that is indeed the white Texas Texas Buckeye, say the right tree myself. Did they get your information when you told them what you were guessing?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll put you back. David, can you get that, and we will get the course to you. Congratulations. I hope you like the course.
Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it. Hang on, and I'll get you back with David. David, talking to David. And we'll have another contest picture next week. The Texas Buckeye, by the way, there's information in the library on our website. You can take a look at it there. It is a slow-growing tree. Mine now is about 8 feet tall, and I've had it about 10 years, I guess, something like that. So it doesn't grow real fast, and it tends to get a little bit ragged-looking in the summer. But in the spring, it's terrific, and I like the seed pods on it as well. And if you see any growing around, you can take those buckeyes off of there and put them in some potting soil and grow a tree pretty easily. They propagate pretty easily. Let's see who is next. Elaine, I believe, in Grayford. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. What's up?
Good. Well, I called a couple weeks ago. I was calling the little wormy, green wormy, caterpillary things. You said they were green worms on my lettuce and our broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke about putting garlic around the base of the plant, which we've done. But I'm also wondering, I didn't get any pictures for you because I was just pulling them off and squishing them angrily because they kept infesting. We did get some of the spinosad, and I've not mixed that up yet, but I'm wondering, I think on the package it says to spray directly on the worms.
Right.
Would it make a difference? And I'm wondering, as a preventive, because it looks like when they're first coming out, it looks like they're coming out of the soil. And I'm wondering if I sprayed the soil with that spinosad mixture, if that would help kill them as they're emerging.
I think it will help, but it's going to be better to hit them with the spinosad. And it's originally a bacteria product that they developed that product from. I believe it's bacteria. And so getting it directly on the plant and on the worms is what you do. And this will be a good thing for everybody to hear. You need to make a note in your log, Elaine, that when you plant those plants next year,
Still planting them now. We just put some seeds up to germinate yesterday. Okay. We're doing them in planters, so we're going to do it throughout the winter.
Well, whenever you do it, if your budget allows you to do it, putting beneficial nematodes in the soil at that planting time is going to really help you eliminate that problem from ever even happening.
Okay, even if we're doing these in pots?
Yeah, you bet. You can use beneficial nematodes in containers in interior plants if you want to. Any kind of soil situation, the nematodes can help.
Okay. And wasps, the ones that come on paper. Do they come in, the beneficial nematodes, would they come in something that we could put in a watering can and just, or are they dry where we just set them, a couple per pot?
Yeah, there's three ways beneficial nematodes come. One is they're in a dry vermiculite mixture. And the reports that we've gotten on nematodes is that those work the least. The second one, which is the second best way to go in general, is the one like Arbaco sells, and a huge company manufactures them, so they're available under other brand names as well. They come in little flat packages that have a plastic top on them that you peel off, and it kind of looks like a moist, light-colored putty.
Okay.
And you just take a pinch of it and put it in the can, stir it up, and then spray it or drench it on is how you use it. Very simple to do. The third way, which the reports that we get say that it's the most effective, comes from a company called Hydro Gardens, and it comes on a blue sponge. And you cut little pieces of the blue sponge and put it in water and then squeeze it out, and the nematodes come out of this moist sponge. So give those a try. I'm going to need to run. Did you have something else?
No, we are set to go.
Okay, thanks, and calls
Thank
back.
You.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what's up with Barbara in Fort Worth next. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Howard. I think I hear the birds in the background.
Yeah, the birds are staying a little loud there, Mary Rose.
Okay, I have a pecan tree, probably 70 years old.
Thank you, David.
And it drips all of this sticky residue all over the car and the grass and the leaves are sticky.
Right.
And I looked underneath some of the leaves, and these really small black insects are on there. And where they adhere to the leaf, it turns brown, yellow. And I don't know how you could spray the entire tree, but what are your suggestions?
Well, you can spray the whole tree, but you'd need to get a professional arborist to come out and spray for you, Barbara. But if it were mine, I probably wouldn't do it. If you want to do it, you need to hire somebody that does the organic sprays. And what you're spraying for there is aphids. That's the honeydew of the aphids, the waste of the aphids. And at this time of the year, you know, we're about to go into dormancy, into fall color and dormancy. So you're not going to have any damage to the tree. It is the only problem that you have, and I realize that it's a pain in the neck, is the residue that's dripping down. But as far as the tree being in any kind of real trouble or anything, it's not.
Well, the leaves are falling off early because of the damage.
Yeah.
On them.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to spray. If you spray, you could spray spinosad like we were just talking about. You could literally get them to spray Lemon Joy soap. It would kill the aphids as well as anything, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, any kind of soap, any kind of essential oil spray would do it. And it'll help some, but basically you're just cleaning up a cosmetic problem because, you know, within a few weeks, those leaves are going to be starting to turn yellow just naturally and shut down and have some fall color.
Well, a few years ago, we didn't have that problem on the pecans. We had it last year. but we had it under the crepe myrtle trees.
Yeah, crepe myrtles have the same aphid situation, and sometimes powdery mildew and other things. What you want to do is apply the sick tree treatment, and you can do it now or you can do it later, but your trees are in a little bit of stress or they wouldn't be having these aphid problems. And the solution to that is what we call the sick tree treatment, which is this overall procedure that we do. It's kind of a it's kind of the organic program on steroids. It's just a little bit more intense version of the natural organic program.
And how do you treat it?
You get the soil off the base of the tree, make sure the flare is dramatically exposed, and then you aerate the site, you know, mechanically aerate, core aerate, or you can spray hydrogen peroxide that gives you a liquid way of aerating the soil. And then you put out compost, lava sand, green sand, whole ground cornmeal, dry molasses. In other words, all those things that we use in bed preparation, same stuff.
Okay, now, my brother, I'm on the south side of Fort Worth. My brother's in North Richland Hills.
Mm-hmm.
He saw some black drippings on the ground and on the driveway, and he looked up, and there were these black worms. And they were all over two of the limbs, so he just cut the limbs off. But if they spread all over the tree, you can't cut the tree down.
Well, now, if they're worms, it's the same thing. It's still a stress-related deal, but you kill the caterpillars if you have them instead of aphids with either one of the BT sprays like Dipel or Thuricide or Spinosad that works on caterpillars as well. And then next year, you start releasing Trichogramma wasp. We'll be talking about releasing beneficial nematodes in the soil and Trichogramma wasps above the ground, and then you won't even have those problems. But the one of the main reasons that they're there, probably the reason, is that the tree is for some reason in stress a little bit or a lot, and then that sick tree treatment procedure will help you more than anything you can do.
Okay, and that's on the website.
Yeah, it's on dirtdoctor.com. Right on.
So my brother can look it up and get all this information.
Yeah, and there's contractors over there in Fort Worth that can help you if you don't have the spray equipment and don't want to do it yourself.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Let's talk to John. Dinosaur, Colorado, is that right, John?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I have an Aussie tree.
Okay.
And there's little tiny black bugs on the leaves and the half of the tree.
Yeah.
And I cleaned the leaf off, and the poop is blood. But I got hornets, yellow jackets, and big flies all over the tree.
Yeah, you got pollinators, you got beneficials, you got pests, you got everything. You say it's an Aussie tree. Is that the one that's sold that's supposed to grow 5 feet a year and grow real upright?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real fast-growing tree. It's in the poplar family, and it's not a very healthy tree, to be honest with you, John. And you're just having some of the typical kinds of things. What I just explained to the previous caller, the sick tree treatment, the entire procedure that I just went through, is the solution to that problem, and you just keep the tree as healthy as you can. They're very, very short-lived trees, but the solution is on the website, dirtdoctor.com. Right on the homepage, there's a bunch of words, and those are buttons, and the one that says guides, click on it, and it tells you the entire sick tree treatment and how to do it. I got to run. If you had something else, call me next week. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Enjoy being with everybody. Enjoy your gardens until I see you next weekend. And don't forget to feed the birds.